Governor Dunleavy vowed to protect the permanent fund dividend and repeal Senate Bill 91, an attempt to reform criminal justice that became law 3 years ago during the Walker administration. The governor said he is making public safety a top priority. Representative Tiffany Zolkuski, a Bethel Democrat representing most of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, had this to say about Dunleavy's State of the State speech on Tuesday night.
So to hear the governor speak about the importance of local control and deploying state trooper resources throughout the state in a way that's meaningful is something that was encouraging.
But
the other side of that is his focus on cutting the budget and how do we meaningfully invest in public safety with what he is proposing for some budget cuts.
She says she has met with the governor to relay concerns about his budget and his public safety plans.
One thing that I'm interested to hear more about as we talk about rural public safety, you know, I think it's important that legislators in areas that are on the road system and have traditionally had greater resources for public safety are understanding the challenges that we've felt throughout rural Alaska, where there are communities who don't have access to anything, or individuals who call a call center and are told call back when there's a body because there's not a crime that has happened.
Zolkuski is still waiting for answers from the administration about tribal relations.
One of the questions that I asked the governor in my meeting with him last week was trying to understand what his administration's relationships with tribes is going to look like moving forward. And ultimately, you know, I think that's to be determined.
Meanwhile, her staff is still working on a piece of legislation that would improve tracking and collecting data about disappearing Alaska Native women. She calls it a top priority. Zolkuski still doesn't know her committee assignments yet, as the House still searches for its speaker. State Senator Lyman Hoffman was unable to comment on Dunleavy's speech at the time of broadcast because he was traveling back to Juneau. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.